morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Coffee Tea with Me. Today, with a slightly different slant, we've asked people in the 90% Club, we call them warriors, because you really can't get that far if you don't have what it takes to be a warrior. And then we invited all the newbies who were willing to come, okay, and we were going to give them the opportunity to ask the majority of the questions and then try to let, as best as possible, to let the warriors answer them so that you hear the answer that I would have given you in a different voice. And the more you hear the same thing, the more you're going to understand that is the way it is done. But before I do that today, I just want to give you some insights. You are all mostly community members and show up twice a week. Now, we have some people who are missing today. We have Karen, the librarian, who I won't tell you she's busy building a bomb shelter, but she's taking an older couple to a specific meeting that they had no other way to get to. And then I got an email a few minutes ago from Freddie Bean in England, said, Mel, I'll be late because my cat is sick. Well, usually that means the cat's got a rabbit in its mouth and she's chasing the cat around to get the rabbit loose. All right. So without further ado, I want to talk about people who aren't here but who subscribe to our website every month, just about. And so I decided to start making a list during the week in the hopes that these folks are listening to these calls, and when they hear their names and some of your thoughts about what it is that's so beneficial about being a community member, that more of them may start coming to the calls so that actually we can move people into the highest percentage of people who get well. And that is people who we call community members. So, special welcome to Martha P., Beverly T., Yolanda G., Shannon B., Catherine P., Carol M., I know who you are, Barbara H., I know who you are, Victor H., welcome, Victor, please join us, buddy, K.R., Sandra C., Julie F., I know who you are, Julie, and I've asked you to give me a call. Come on, girl. Let's see. Marcia S., Charles A., Amy L., Michael M., Joanne W., Patricia H., and Mary B. Now, what does this list consist of? These are the people who actually paid their $5 in this last week to get onto the website and be able to read and listen to everything that we've done. But we need to encourage these folks to come and join us, because this is how they're going to get well, by becoming a community member. So first let me go to some people who have almost at the point where they're going to do the happy dance, make their video, and hopefully come back and help. So first, let's go to, let's see, Terry, are you here, Terry? There you are.
Of course I'm here.
That goes without saying. Will you explain to the people whose names I just read why you think it might be beneficial for them to become a community member?
Of course. All you new people, I just want to begin to tell you, first of all,
second, Terry, let me mute the call so we can get clear. We can get really clear recording. Okay, Terry, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
First of all, you have definitely found the right place, and I'm sure it's taken you a very long time to find this place. When I first got sick, of course, I ran to doctor for the first 6 months and trying to get a cure. There is no cure. This is the only cure there is. And if I'd started and listen to Mel the first 6 months, I would have been well by now. But this community is definitely a help. And when you join the community, you get to get on these, be on these calls on Saturday and Sunday, if you'd like. That's our church call. But this is where I learned everything I needed to learn from Mel and these calls, because you are doing so many things you're not supposed to be doing that you don't understand. There's certain foods you cannot eat. You need to be on the protocol. So much you can learn from these calls. This is how I got well. And I did not get well until I joined the community. I mean, I got in the 80%, but I didn't reach the 90% until I got on the calls. And I started, of course, with my conference calls with Mel at least twice a week, because he guides you through. He tells you what you need to do, what you don't need to do. And without him, you cannot do it on your own. You can try, but you're not going to get all the way.
All right. Well, thanks, Terry. You know, we know how close you are, and we know that it is really definitely going to be happy dance time before Labor Day this year. Let's go over to Rockin' Robin. Are you here, Robin? Yeah, there you are. Good morning, Robin.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, my first question to you is, have you and Chrissy set up an appointment to Skype?
No, I posted
it. So both you and Chrissy, you stay at the end of the call, and you're going to exchange phone numbers and get a temporary or tentative date. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, why do you think it would be important for all those people? I mean, there's more people on this list than's on this call. But if some of them, just one of them, came to these calls and became a community member, you know, in my heart's mind, I think they have a 90% chance to get well. And there is no other way to get into the 90% club, because I've been doing this for 12 years, and always our community members are the ones who do the happy dance, the YouTube videos, and come back and help. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know that I did two posts. One was on why you become a community member, and the other was on why it's important to post. And in both of those posts, I said, I gain the most, even though I love you, Mel, and you are an expert, and you are our guide and our hawk. I learned the most from being an active community member and from sharing with others. And by sharing with others, you're an active member. That's how you share with others. And coming to the calls and participating in the calls, you learn so much about this disease. You learn treatment for symptoms. You gain confidence. You gain empathy, support. All of that is so important, because this disease just brings you down. And the other thing is not just the phone calls, but posting to each other. Because you can ask questions, and you can be sure somebody will answer you. And each one of us has specific problems at different times. So you have a way, an avenue through the phone calls to ask questions. You can post and ask questions, and there are always 1, 2, 3 people who will answer you and give you their advice. I mean, and that is so important when you're struggling. And I got phone numbers. Mel will eventually give you phone numbers of other people that you can talk to. And when you're having a down day or a bad symptom day, it's great to have someone you can talk to. And sometimes they give you information that helps, and sometimes they just lift you up. And I say spiritually you need this community, because I know I was in a dark place before I found Mel, the website, in this community. And I haven't been there since then, because y'all have given me faith and hope and love and care. And it mattered a lot, because, you know, if you're experiencing the symptoms I have, it is not fun. And, you know, I didn't have family support in the beginning. That was so hard, so hard. You know, and I didn't have, I like Terry, had gone to 10 different doctors. I spent $10,000 and got no help. I mean, you just get hopeless. And this is the place for hope. This is the place for the cure. This is the place for friendship, for support. I can't emphasize enough how wonderful it is. And to be an active member, you're going to gain 75% more, at least, than just doing the protocol and following some of that. You need that constant encouragement, because this is a long battle. You know, nobody gets well real fast. Mel says you didn't get sick overnight. You're not going to get well overnight. And we need that, you know. And it's better than a doctor, because a doctor you would see once in a while. Here you have people every day that will be available to you, that will make themselves available to you. And I just encourage them to join and become an active member, because it's going to help you get well faster. It is the only way to get well, and it's just not just good common sense. It just is the answer. So
All right.
I hope.
Go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry. Whoops.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. Oh, my God. Everyone gets to eat something bad. Go ahead.
I'm going to hold you to that when I'm well.
Yeah, but you will. Yeah, that's true. Nelson might know we only have one rule here, and that you're not allowed to say you're sorry. When I do it, I usually get a lot of emails about it, and when anybody else does it, I just laugh and say, okay, let me go grab a Reese's real quick. And I go, not sorry. All right.
When you're well, when I'm well, you're going to share a lemon meringue pie with me.
Yeah, all right, no problem, no problem. We get Ruth from England to fly over to bake it. All right. So, you know, they both talked about the community, and I talk about the community, and I don't really push coaching. But I tell you, coaching is very beneficial if you can afford it. And then if you can't afford it, you can still have it. All you have to do is fill out the paperwork on our 501c, HeCuresAll.org website. You qualify, you get it. So nobody goes without anything that they don't need. There's camaraderie, there's friendship, there's community, there's coaching, there's information. And the reason I allow people to get friends is once everyone here in the community sees a new person is serious, they're willing to spend some of their time in order to help. And most of the time, they don't coach. Okay, if they found something that worked well for them, they'll share it. If they're not sure, they'll tell you to contact me. If it has to do with medicine, they're going to tell you to contact me. If it has to do with WPS, they're going to say, you call Mel. But there's so much, you don't have to be alone. That was the worst part of it for me. It was 4 years of isolation. It's almost like I became Whistler's mother because I was so lonely. Anyway, let's see. Let's get to some people who are new. If you consider yourself new, and I know who you are, please hit star 5 now, because this call was designed to help you the most. All right, so nobody wants to hit star 5, so I'm going to do this my way, certainly, Mel. Adam, I begged this boy to come. He's so busy. He's a songwriter, a book writer, an artist, a very talented man. And when they get into his own, getting them out of it is very, very hard. But I'm so glad you're here, buddy. Come on, give us a question.
Hey, Mel. It's hey. Adam, for everyone else, if you didn't know. Question. Well, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you about needing more support, and I'd be interested to how we can set that up. You know, I wouldn't mind having some conversations with a couple people every so often who do have a lot more experience than me. But
all right, I put you with someone who I believe is a really good person to you to communicate with at this time, or because you're at similar places, time, but he's kind of moved ahead quicker, and I want him to share why with you, and then you discuss it with me, and then you want another friend, you want a boy or a girl. I mean, we're not giving away children here, but, you know. Come on, people.
Take a girl.
I can't hear anybody laugh. I muted everybody. All right, no jokes. Go ahead. A male or female, son?
I'll take a female.
All righty. I wrote it down. You'll get it. So, you want another question? You got one right now, or can we come back and you'll ask when you have another one? Just stick
yeah,
your hand.
Yeah, come back to me. I'm eating a bowl of chia right now, and when I'm done, I'll figure it out.
All right, no problem. again, I'm so happy you came. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Area code 559. I don't even know who that is. I'm not sure, but I bet I do. Go ahead.
Yep, you know. It's Ava.
Yeah, I do know. See, I did know, but I didn't know, if you know what I mean. All right, Ava. You're relatively new. Let's have it.
Sure. A question, Mel?
Yeah, give us a question, and let me get someone else to answer it if I can.
Oh, I got you. I really can't think of a question right now, Mel.
All right, so you're relatively new. Fair assumption?
Yes.
All right. How do you feel about finding our website, Displaced Community? Tell us.
I love the people in the community. I think they're awesome. And I love to be a support, and encouragement for them as we, you know, continue on this struggle. I think they're very informative, very inspiring, and I appreciate them very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Ava. Let's move over here now. Let's see. Diane and Paul, come on in, buddy. Oh, they're muted, Mel. You got to remember, you muted everybody. Yes, I did now, didn't I? All right, I got to find them. Under Chrissy and Holly. All right, there they are. Come on in.
Okay. Hey, yeah, Mel. Yeah, I do have a question.
You can have a bunch.
A little bit about the WPS. You know, we've been doing that for about a month. I guess, you know, you'd mentioned here a little while ago about the 7 drops, kind of a maximum, and I know we're not there yet and we're ways away, but was that 7 drops twice a day, or was that 7 drops total in a day?
Okay, you got the cart before the horse. It's twice a day, and you should only be like at 1 and 2 or 2 and 3 at this point?
We're at 2 and 3 at this point.
All right. Yeah, that's what I thought. But my notes say from the last time we talked, which was only a few days ago. All right, so don't worry about the end. Stay focused right now here. You'll get there. You'll ask me about it. I'll tell you, for the longest time, we only did WPS, called in the early days MMS, Magic Mineral Solution. And if I ever told you how I found the final part of the puzzle, you would find it hard to believe. But MMS is now WPS because of all the government hoopla and bad and all of that. But it's nothing wrong with this. This product is so amazing that next to the oils that come from hemp and marijuana, it really is one of a gift. But in my time, I did 14 drops before I had what we called back then a major herx. And we only had people doing it once a day. Now, we had a couple of people in the early days, Monica and Teresa S., who came here with morgue, Lyme, but the prime reason they got sick is they had candida. Okay, that's what took them out. That's what let everything else happen. And they both were over 100 pounds overweight when they got here. And when they left, they both lost between 104 and 112 pounds. And when they left, they both said, no more Lyme, no more Morgellons, but I will have to be careful. And I told them, that's correct. You will have to be careful. Fungus is the most difficult thing to eradicate in the human body. And these girls did WPS that would have scared the Jesus out of me. They did so many drops, and you can read about it. But we found that so many people would get frightened from that major herx that they would maybe quit, which is certainly what the disease wants you to do. But we decided when it was time, I believe it must have been not when we just did the extension, but when we came up with the Lyme protocol after I got well from Lyme, we decided let's do it in a more gentle approach. And that all came from a research scientist named Pat Spicer, who's no longer alive, unfortunately. But Pat came to me in 12 and said, hey, you know, there are a lot of sensitive people out there, including myself, and I have something that I would like to share. And I said, well, why did you choose my website? Well, here's a man who built airplanes in a big barn. He said, well, because I developed a protocol that's exactly like yours. And I said, really? Are you serious? I mean, I was just happy because this is a research scientist, well-known. And so he taught me that you have to, you could be more gentle. You have to be, you could be, whatever. And we decided we were going to try to split the dose and see how that worked. Well, we found that more people got well that way because less people gave up. But we set the bar at 14 drops so we don't get in too much trouble with the FDA. So when people get to the max and they haven't had a major herx, they call me. And then we discuss how they're feeling, how they're reacting, what are their symptoms. And we decide if they're going to go just a hair bit higher. I think I have, oh, I don't know. Let's say we have 50 community members, and I coach all of them, okay, whether it's free or not. But I think there's only one person that's over 14 drops right now. And it's not necessary usually at all. So we split them, and that's why we set the bar at 7 and 7.
Okay, well, that's very helpful to know the history.
But, you know, you have another question, buddy? Because this is your day.
Well, and I would, not so much a question, but I'll, you know, throw something out there for other members was after last week's essential oils, and Diane and I have been using mostly tea tree, I would think. But as part of the Hallelujah treatment, we've been incorporating more of the essential oils into that, and that's been very helpful. So it's just something for other people to consider.
Even better, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's why we did it. Now, you know, next week we're doing a call on Memorial Day weekend with Tia again, who doesn't seem to be here at the moment, but that's not unusual. Tia usually sleeps in late. But she'll get here before the call ends. But she's going to do now a call. Let me go there. Oh, wait, we got an email. Could be Freddie Bean. Oh, okay. This is an email coming from Scotland. Guess what? Adam. Oh, let me unmute Adam. See, I have so many curses, I have to go back and forth. Let's see, where are you at, buddy? I'm sorry, guys. I've been going since 4. I got up early today because I wanted to get all the work done. And I got the emails, the website, done in 3 hours today. All right, let's see. Adam, we have good news for you.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about leprechauns?
I think I could learn to like them.
All right. Well, Chrissy and Holly from Scotland volunteered to be your female friend.
Oh, excellent. Yeah,
now,
they're great. I appreciate
it. You know how to Skype?
Yes.
Good, because that's how she'll want to communicate.
Okay.
Good. All right, so now we got that settled. All right, let's continue. Paul, did you have something else you wanted to ask me at this time?
No, not this time.
Okay, well, if you do, just stick your hand up, and we'll get back to you. All right, so, all right, I'm going to let Chrissy loose. Go ahead, Chrissy. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Yeah, this is such an important call. You know, people that know me know that I was sick with this for 6.5 years and 3 times severe with it before I got on the some of the parts. And I was very isolated, very alone and very distraught a lot of the time. It was taking out my life. So the sum of the parts and joining the community and being part of the community, it was a complete game changer. I'd given up hope, you know, because I'd been suffering for so long. And so this is amazing. It's an amazing website. It's an amazing that the community all comes together and, you know, come hail, rain and shine. We have the call Saturday, Sunday. Please let people join the prayer call as well. I mean, it's really, really, you get to know everybody. It's like supportive. And, you know, if you're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month or whatever, just being part of this community, being surrounded by people that totally get what you're going through because we go through the same thing. That's a game changer after, you know, being isolated in it, when people are not understood by medics, they're not understood by their family and friends, which is a terrible situation, but that change is coming here, you know. Everybody knows what you're going through. People are in different stages of their healing. Many of us have fallen down the rabbit hole so that you don't need to. You know, so you can learn from our failures as well as our the strengths and the knowledge of what everyone's been through before you. And just to be in a place where it's not seen as weird or we're not seen as nutty people, you know, because we know that it's a real physical illness that's affecting us all. What a relief to be able to be real and true with each other. You don't have to hide it. You don't need to be ashamed or embarrassed. It's real. We know it's real. You don't have to explain it to us. We know. And another amazing thing, which Mel has always like put at the forefront of this, is no horror stories. You go on the website, you go on the internet, the amount of horror stories you get with this illness, the amount of grotesque descriptions of X, Y, and Z and things that people assume it is, you know, we're not focusing on exactly the nitty-gritty of what this is because none of us fully know. There's lots of components and there'll be a lot of things we don't know and everybody's body's different and but everybody's body's similar in other ways as well. But it doesn't really matter what it is. What matters is looking towards hope, looking towards the future, keeping your spirit and your soul alive and fighting through it so that you can reach the finish line. And I really appreciate that, Mel always says, hope, 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 hope. And he says to people, not interested in, you know, and I feel that as well, you know, not interested in the gory details, because if we get bogged down in the gory details of what this is, it's depressing for us. We need to let our spirits rise above it. We are not this illness. We happen to have it, but we can get through it. And so hallelujah for that positivity and for that message. And, you know, it helps sustain people. So, yeah,
join the community. The only thing that matters is getting better, not how it happened, why it happened, who's responsible. Doesn't matter. You're not going to change what is. But what you can change is you can restore your health. So that's the only focus I ask people to have. Now, let me ask you some questions. I could let you go on forever, but I want to get questions. So you were sick for a very long time. You saw the website. You looked a few times. And then one day you sent me an email. What happened?
Well, I'd actually been ill. I'd actually been following the email, following the website for about a year, but not taking part of it. I was using it as a crutch. I was looking at Teresa's testimony and her journey, and I was looking at it for several hours a day because I was going insane. The only thing that was keeping me you know, from losing my mind was Christian radio 24 hours a day, and I was losing it. And then at that point, the second time I got severely infested. I mean, to a ridiculous degree, it was a lot worse than the first time because I didn't have the right medicine and what I needed. I reached out to you, and basically, or was it the third time? it was the third time. I reached out to you the second time, and then I couldn't get the email, the phone numbers correct or whatever. And then I just kept kind of just looking at the website and let about a year or so go by. And then the third time I got severely bad with it, that it kept flaring up so severe that I was incapacitated. Yeah, it was the third time I reached out to you and I said, please help me. I'm desperate. I'm really desperate. And I thought, this man's not going to contact me. He lives in America. I'm in Scotland. It's just not going to happen. And then one day my phone rang and I was like, no.
Wait a minute. Wasn't one day. It was the next day.
Oh, it didn't take you any time at all. But what I mean is it was just like, wow. I literally couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it that someone in America that didn't even know me cared enough to actually phone, you know, and it wasn't, you weren't just in the next town here. You're thousands of miles away and it made no difference. And you phoned me. And I was blown away by that. And I know that everybody else that you've phoned in other countries as well are really shocked. But also people that you phone in your own country as well, because it's you feel you're alone in it. That was amazing. And then just the fact that then I became part of the community, which I never thought would happen, that you encouraged me to, you know, do the Skype so that I could go on the calls and everything, which was another game changer. It really, really was. As opposed to just writing on the forum, it makes such a difference to hear people's voices and connect with them in that way. And you really become much more part of the community than you do when you're just like,
and after,
you know, writing.
I that you were serious and became a community member, what did I do then?
Well, this was the biggest shock of all, that I thought, that'll never happen in a million years on Sunday. You were like, yeah, I'm putting you on the HCEF, you know, to get help towards your medicine. And I was like, no, that's not going to happen. Not, you're really going to ship it to Scotland? You're really going to help me get that? And you were like, yep. You're on the waiting list, and I had to wait a wee while on the waiting list, and then I thought, is this really going to happen? And it did happen. And I was like,
December, you thought it was Christmas early.
Yeah, I just couldn't. That was, do you remember I was ecstatic? I was like,
I have emails and I have memories. Yes, Chrissy, I remember, okay. You know, that's the joy that I get, is the joy that we give others.
Can you believe, I still can't believe it. It's just unbelievable. Until, you know, however long I live on this planet, I hope I live to be at least 90. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you this, until the day I die, I'll always be infinitely, utterly grateful for this. It's one of the most amazing things that's ever happened. Because this illness has been the worst thing that's ever happened. And I haven't had an easy life, but this has been the worst thing ever. And it really took me down. So, wow. That's all I can say, is absolutely wow. And it's amazing all the people that are helped with the community. And it's also amazing that you're so tenacious, Mel. You know, you didn't stop until you did everything that you said. I mean, wow, you know. And until you achieved everything that you put your mind to, you know, it's pretty awesome. All the people that are helped, you know, not just with the HCEF, which is a bit of a miracle actually, but also even just all the people, this amazing website, and and just the, you know, the connections that people have made with each other and the support,
Chris, you know,
that we all have.
I've been slow on.
What?
Sending Donald his $5 from our hockey bet. Chris, let's get some questions, honey. And if you have a good answer, stick your hand up when the questions come. And you warriors, I'll let you answer some of these questions. All right. One of my new favorites, boys and girls, because this guy gets it, and I'm betting, even though I don't have any money, I'm betting he gets well. Come on in, Brian.
Hey, everyone. I don't, right now, I really don't have any major questions. I will say that I recently got the CBD oil. And I guess one question is, how exactly do you guys take it? Do you put it under your tongue?
All right, well, let me ask you this, okay? Do you have a dropper that came with your bottle?
Yes.
Okay. And did you taste it? Do you have any feeling about the taste, negative, positive?
I mean, I tasted it. It's pretty strong, but
no,
it's not. You know.
But do you find it offensive?
No, it's manageable.
Okay, because there are ways to treat that if you do. Okay, well, now are you utilizing it for sleep or are you utilizing it for organ restoration?
For both, I'd say both.
Okay, so then if it's going to be at night, okay, and it's going to be for sleep, I always recommend that, you know, you heat it.
Okay.
Now, that's just going to knock you out. And there are people right here, including Carrie Ann, who can talk all about the effects of sleeping 12 hours once you start doing this and how beneficial it's going to be. Now, if you're going to do, because you want to do the organ restoration at the same time, and this is not going to cure toxic disease, unfortunately, but it is going to restore your organs by replenishing your endocannabinoid receptors. Endocannabinoid, I can't say it and I can't spell it, but it's all over the website and good news for Morgellons sufferers, because I am so proud and happy to announce that Dr. William Courtney, who I consider the godfather of hemp and medical marijuana oils, is now has an affiliation with our website and is going to be doing calls here because he's my teacher. Okay, and he can tell you, because he's a doctor, even more than I ever could about the benefits. Now, he's already done a consult for one of our people, believe it or not, even though we only announced it yesterday, but she was really in a hurry, and he said okay, and they went ahead and did it. And when she's around, we'll ask her what she thought about it. And like I said, he'll be coming in to do a conference call so you can get some free questions. So, you know, we're going to learn more about this because the oil was on this planet before man, and God put that oil on this planet, both the hemp and the marijuana. So, heat it, and then during the day, so it doesn't knock you out, don't heat it. But you're going to have to get another bottle because the best way to heat it is in the bottle in, you know, like warm water and then. So you're going to need another bottle with a dropper.
Okay.
All righty. So, and you know what? Let me find her. Okay, let me find her. All right. Carrie Ann, is that you? 925. Did not fall asleep, did you? Come in, Carrie Ann. I unmuted you. All right, well, she'll put her hand up when she either wakes up or figures out why we can't hear her. Any other question right now?
No, I think that was it for now.
All right. Remember, if you're a newbie or relatively new, and we'll say anybody who's under 6 months, in my opinion, is new. Okay, but there are people here only 3 and 4 months that are doing great. You can be new and you can still do great. All right. This is another favorite. Now, this is a lovely New England, if I call a girl, she'd get insulted. I don't know. I never ask anybody's age. But this is a lovely New Englander. Come on in. Oh, no, wait a minute now. Get your head straight. All right. Uh-huh, a Midwesterner. Come in, Desiree.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
You have a question? Come on.
I can't think of any questions right now.
Oh, jeez, you. All right, well, I coerced you to come here, so just write them down and then stick your hand up, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Desiree is doing very well. She's here, oh, less than a year, I guess, now. Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe, no, it is less than a year. She's doing very, very well. All right. Even though she doesn't come a lot, she normally works on Saturdays. All right. Next up is Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Mel. Hi, everybody.
Okay. I have really great news. Are you sitting down? Please don't cry.
Oh, I'm going to try.
Okay. You will be going on the He Cures All Foundation funding in June 1st.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And with all the information you provided me with the scientists and the researchers who I've helped, who actually don't practice health, do curing the disease, but they know how now. They understand. But they help me because, you see, I don't know everything. I don't even know a whole lot. I know some things. But when I don't know, I know where to go. And so I had a meeting with two other people. They told me everything I need to know as far as how to help you in the beginning. So we're going to start you off with like three things, but we're going to give you a list of things that we want you to let go of. And then as we move forward, we're going to add things until we get the full protocol as you get better. Now, you have the issue of blindness to a degree, right?
Yes, which is one reason you haven't seen me on the forum posting.
I understand. Okay, well, we have something that we're going to put as a little different into your protocol than most others for your eyes.
Because I have something good news to report. Even that's just been a few days since I sent that email to you.
Right.
And when I look out of the worst eye, it used to be that all I saw was white, nothing beyond that, like a dense fog. This morning, I can actually see, it's like the fog is lifted a little, and I can actually tell that there are some, like I could see a tree outside of my window, not defined, but I know I could see green and the flowers on it, and so I know it's going to heal.
Yes, I
know.
Question. Bless okay.
You.
Quick.
Okay, so.
Number one, are you eating differently?
Oh, yes. Mostly
right.
I gave up.
Okay, yes. Are you drinking more water?
Yes.
Because if you're not, I'll send Donald after you. All right?
Yeah.
Donald has a chair and a whip. All right. No. And are you getting any more sleep?
Oh, I sleep plenty. It's staying awake that's the issue.
Hey, that's okay. I think those three things are going to contribute before you even start on the protocol, as they have for so many others who could not afford the protocol, who were willing to do those three things religiously, saw improvement before they ever started the protocol. You start this disease, and a percentage of its population will die. Just that simple. If you drink enough water, you're going to pass more toxins. If you get enough sleep, you're going to allow your body to heal better. So you're doing a fine job there, young lady. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions? Are there any questions right now?
Well, you know, we have this full moon coming, though I thought it was on Monday, but then I looked at one of your emails, it's Wednesday, but boy, Thursday, did it hit me hard like a freight train. I thought one of your little trains jumped track and came and knocked me down. And I've just been, you know, just everything has exacerbated. The skin, the nausea, everything.
Well, it's a reproduction cycle for every insect on the planet. Okay, so in a parasitic component, which to me is some form of miniature insect or whatever you want to say, it also has always shown over all the years. I mean, one of my blessings is I take pictures of the full moon because I can look it in the face and nothing happens to me. And that's how I know that I'm still A-OK.
Wow, that's interesting about the replication cycle of these things. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't feel it.
I know I'm going to feel it. Okay, well, hey, the more you keep doing these simple things, okay, the more it's going to get better for you. And once you get started on these things that we're going to give you, and you're going to be slow treatment, girl, because you got a ton. You have as many issues. And when I read your medical report, I told the boys, the scientists, doctor, I said, you know, she's got more issues than I have.
You're in the
right and I hope that, you know, I told you, you do what I ask and what will I do for you? And now I've done it.
No, I am so committed. I am not going to do anything outside of what you tell me.
Okay, well,
you know,
I know
really
it's but, you know, the people who get well and do the videos, they just say, I listen to the crazy old man with the ponytail, and that's why I'm better. All right, Brenda, we'll get back to you. You got a question comes to mind, just stick your hand up real quick and answer it. All right, let's continue. Yolanta, you're relatively new, but boy, the progress you have made, especially to your doctors. Would you mind repeating to those who are new and to my dear friend Nelson and his lovely wife Sandy about your experiences in the first 3 or 4 months on the website and the things that you have, feedback you've gotten from the doctors who you've been seeing for years?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm confused, okay? I actually thought it was Nancy, and it's not. It's Yolanta. Well, let me tell you something, Yolanta, okay, now that you're not Nancy. I'm very happy that you're here today, and I beg you, talk more to Robin and to Karen the librarian. I believe that they're the angels that God has presented me to help you with.
Yes, and they're very wonderful. I agree.
Okay. And you're so shy. I need you to use these girls. They're there for you for a reason. I know you don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything, Yolanta. The fact that you're here today shows me that whatever they're saying to you is working a little, and you don't have to work today. God bless you. Just get plenty of rest this weekend, young lady.
All right, thank you.
No, don't thank me. All right. Are you there, Carrie Ann? Well, like I said.
Hello?
Carrie Ann?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, well, did you fall back to sleep? The truth.
I know, I was on mute. I wish.
Oh, what happened? I couldn't find you.
Oh, I had it on mute, and I was got distracted.
I got you. All right, well, Somebody was asking me about heating the CBD oil and sleeping.
Oh, yeah. So, you want me to just speak on that, like what my experience was with it?
Yes, that's what I would like you to do.
Okay. So I live in California, but before I had like the CBD THC combination, I was using just the CBD oil that can be bought in any stig from a CVS, and just like the drugstore. And Mel's advisement was to heat it up in a pot before bed, put a little bit of water in there, like 2 inches of water, and put it on the stovetop and get it, you know, low boil maybe, and then just put the glass little dropper right in the pan with the water and let it warm up before I would take my dose before bed, probably like 45 minutes before like I wanted to fall asleep. And the dosing varies by like which product you have, because they're all different concentrations and you know, different things added in, but so you'll want to pay attention to the bottle and see. The concentrated stuff is more quality, obviously. But then, yeah, so I take it, and it was, like, such a reprieve for sleep for me, because I was, like, couldn't turn my brain off, would have, like, you know, insomnia. And then when I started doing that, I was getting restorative sleep, and I could, like, feel my body, like, healing, like, oh, like when I would sleep. Like, I'd wake up, and literally, like, my skin would look better. My brain would function better and everything. So I'm a big advocate of the CBD regimen.
Right. We're not trying to get anybody stoned. We're trying to get people to get 10 and 12 sleep, because, boy, you're going to feel the difference when you are able to figure out how to adjust and get that kind of rest. I mean, you know, I know you all laugh at me because I go to sleep usually before 7 o'clock at night, but I get up every day at 4 o'clock. And then sometimes I can't even get a nap, and I got to go all day. So, and I think that going to sleep at that point in time, because it has to do with something called REM sleep, you can all put it in a Google search engine, REM sleep, which is the most beneficial sleep. So I don't really feel like at this point in time I missed anything by going to bed early, because I have such a full life. And when I was young, and up until I got sick at 59 years old, I was a vampire. I would go out and party all night long, have breakfast at sunset, and then go to work. So I don't know how, you know, I did it, but I guess I'm making it up for now, because I'm getting plenty of rest. And I'm feeling great. I mean, really, really feel good, I'll tell you. So let's see. Anything else you want to say, Carrie Ann, to anyone who's new?
Just welcome, and I think, you know, you guys have found the right place. And, yeah, I'm good to hear people getting help, so welcome.
Okay, thank you very much. And let's see, and Valerie, or it's not Valerie, is it?
Is it Valera you're trying to say?
Yes, you see, I can't. Okay, wait a minute. I got a V-A-V-A, Blair. I'll spell it A-R.
No, it's V.
No, no, it doesn't matter how it's really spelled. If you want me to say your name right, let me do it my way. Valera. How's that? Better than calling you Valerie.
Yeah, the E is so silent. Yeah,
anyway,
the first E is so silent, you almost don't say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Valera.
Oh, thank you for letting me ask a question.
As you know,
I haven't even started the protocol yet. I'm very, very new. Still trying to get all the finances together to on paper to try to apply to get some help. But, yeah, I have a lot of questions. One is, is there a way to get little tiny inexpensive magnifying glasses so someone can see this?
You don't want to see it. It's no need to see it.
You don't want to see it.
Right. Seeing it will not help
all
you
right.
Well, all it will do is at times create some anxiety. Now, take it from a guy who had...
I thought it was about my friends. Yeah,
Let me finish. Take it from a guy who had 1,538 2x3 baggies full of skin samples. You don't want to do that. It never did anything. Yeah, for me it was important, okay, because that was the only way I could tell how I was doing. But now that it's laid out, you don't need to look, because you're going to create anxiety if you see things you don't understand. All you got to do is focus on getting better. Okay? Everything goes away when you get better. It's like it didn't happen. It's just a bad dream. Go ahead. Next question.
Well, the other thing is I wanted to make sure I even for sure had it, because I've been extremely weak for at least 3 years, 3.5 years, just fragile. And, you know, using everything I have to try to get well. And, you know, even like in 2007, I started having, went to the doctor because I had fungus in my belly button. I mean, not in the feet, in the belly button. So anyway, can you tell, everybody have this because everybody's been sprayed?
Does everybody have this because of why?
Because everybody's had that, breathe the air that's been.
Okay, so you're asking me if the disease is in the air. Is that the question?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. I just wanted to know, does everybody have this and maybe not know it yet?
Well, let's just put it to you this
way. Because, I mean, I don't know people.
Let me put it to you this way, okay? Unfortunately, it is in the air. It is in the food. It falls to the ground. It then is in the water supply as well. Okay? People who have the disease is because their immune system has been compromised by something other. And if you had fungus in the belly button, you were compromised initially by your diet and candida. Now, do you have Lyme and Morgellons? I don't know. Why don't you just run your symptoms by, and I'll let some people who are further along than you tell you what they think. Because, you see, I've never actually diagnosed anybody visually, but maybe once or twice. I do it on the phone just by the answers to the questions that I ask every single person. Same questions. And the answers give me what the problems are, challenges, actually. We don't have problems. We do have challenges. So, just list a dozen symptoms, and then I'll have someone respond. Go ahead.
Okay. Getting, I guess you could say, fungal infections that try to start in my midsection, and low headaches, vision, I started losing some hair, there's a lot, I just can't think right now. The biggest is probably fatigue, just having no strength, even though you're, you know,
when you herx, you spend untold amount of energy. And you could be herxing because you're doing the three things that we talk about before one gets on the protocol, which is diet, water, and rest. Or you could be herxing because you're taking other supplements which are creating a die-off. But you see, all the symptoms you originally mentioned, okay, tell me that candida had something to do with it, and you probably have chronic Lyme. Okay, now there's no guarantee, but let's unleash a few people. Let's go to Terry, who's like 98%. Terry, did I diagnose every one of your symptoms before your doctor?
You were the only one that did.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Yeah. I appreciate it. Let me find Robin, because Robin went nuts because she paid so much money for him to tell her what I told her for free. Robin, did I diagnose your problem before you went to the doctor?
Yes, you did. In fact, you told me I had three things. And when I went to the doctor, she told me I had three things, those very things. I was shocked. My mouth dropped open. It was amazing. You knew. And I asked you, how did you know? And you said, by your symptoms and by what you were telling me.
Okay, well, that's why I coined the phrase, more communication is better. It's like I said, the more we talk, me and you as a friend, a patient, a client, I don't know what you want to call yourselves, okay, but to me, you're all my children, quite frankly, no matter how old you are, older than me, and I always call you kid on the call.
Coaching. Coaching is very important. Coaching.
Thanks, honey. It's just, you know, can I explain it? It's a gift from the Lord. That's what it is, okay? Because I'm doing this for 12 years, and after you hear thousands and thousands, you just don't have to see them. You just have to hear what they're going through. But from what little you told me, I'm saying Lyme and Candida was a cause, and if it's really horrendous, you're going to get more gallons because toxic disease is like an onion. It starts with an outer layer, and then it gets worse. And then there's usually that third thing. And that third thing is usually more gallons. But it's interesting. People here can tell you that the first thing that gets better is the more gallons. And then the next thing is usually the Lyme. And then if it was Candida, it's going to be up to you. I can't eradicate the Candida for you. You have to do it by just completely thinking differently about food, exercise, things like that. So,
yeah, they did tell me I had, autoimmune. And, because my blood pressure, it's hard to keep it under 200 something. Yeah.
Well, you definitely have an autoimmune deficiency. I mean, anyone who gets a toxic disease, the reason is the immune system is not functioning properly. Okay, we're going to have more talks, you and I, and I'm going to need a list of everything that you're doing and everything that you believe is wrong, and I'll be able to help you better, Valera.
Oh, okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Welcome.
I like listening and just hearing.
Go ahead. Finish. Go ahead, Valera.
I was just going to say that, it does help listening to others because I assume because my, I think I told you earlier that my uranium was really high in my body, like super high. And I don't know if that's why I started losing so much hair, but anyway, the uranium was super, super high. And my vision and it seemed like my whole body, I just needed a new body. But anyway, because affected a lot of things. So anyway, just listening
from what
to other
little
people
we
that
really
helps, talk, because even though I don't...
From what little we really talked...
Huh?
From what little we really talked and what you told me about this, you know, one has to wonder if you were exposed to some nuclear material and you just don't know it. Okay? Because...
Yeah.
That can definitely... take the immune system right down. I mean, right out. But we need to, talk more, and I need a long list of everything that's going on with you so I can discuss it with some other people. Okay. Is there any...
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad that you're coming here. This is, the second week now, or the third? Second, eh?
Actually, I haven't started the protocol yet, but I got to talk to you last week, and I'm still actually trying to figure out how to get all the paper, just put everything down to let people know where I'm at. It's a lot of writing, and it's a lot.
Okay, well, make a...
Especially because I'm it's mostly... Yeah, because of all the stuff I'm trying to use right now, it's it's a huge list.
Well, yeah, I know, but when I have that list, I'll tell you... You know, we'll get back to you with something much simpler than each list. Okay. So anybody else?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. All right. Okay, now I don't know who this is. Area code 707, good morning. Who's that? Just a first name, and if you're shy, give us a fake name. Okay, area code 707 is not talking. All right, welcome, and we hope that you're getting some good information from the phone call itself. Is that you, Freddie Bean? Okay, because lately Freddie's calls from England have been coming through as other numbers. Okay, so let's go visit a dear friend and see what he would like to say or add or share. Hi, Nelson.
He's talking to you.
Yeah.
Are you muted?
Hello.
Yes, hello, Nelson.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to say or add or share?
No, we're just monitoring and glad to hear everybody's participating and you're doing great work. Keep it up, Mel.
Thanks, buddy. We're trying. All right. So let's go ahead around one more time real quick. I'm going to give you another chance, 707. You want to just say hey and ask a quick question? It's free. All right. Okay. Adam, how about you? You got another question?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I really can't think of a whole lot, but I'm curious to know what people's hobbies are that they find helpful. Things that they do to when their symptoms are bad to kind of take their mind off.
Okay, well, we'll get you some answers right now.
Okay.
If you've got a hobby and you've talked about it or shared it before, star five now. He knows I'm a train man, okay, and a plant man, and a hockey man, and old movies. But, I mean, there are a lot of different things. Okay, I know people who have hobbies. All right, Robin, why come your hands not up? Come in, Rockin' Robin. Okay, got some hands up. We'll have to come back to Robin. She's muted herself, or she's in the kitchen baking because she talked about a lemon meringue. Chrissy, hobbies.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Do you know, this is a wonderful time for people to join, like, Zoom classes online because there's been so many things opened up because of COVID-19. I've had a sore throat recently. I've not been able to go for the summer session, but I was doing some singing online with a singing group, and that was really, really good. And there was about 200 people, and it didn't matter where you came from, and people were like joining in and learning new songs and stuff, and things like that were really good. There's something for everybody online. There's reading groups, there's writing groups, there's art groups, there's all sorts of things, you know, for people to take part in, which is particularly good for people with this illness as well, because especially if you're at the stages where you don't really want to be around people, especially people with a compromised immune system or whatever, then you don't need to. Just sign up on Zoom and join some classes, and it will give you that much needed companionship, and it's good for you to take your mind off and do something creative. It's wonderful to have this community and to be able to support each other spiritually in the prayer group as well, and also be able to just support each other with this illness. But it's also good to join other groups and just take your mind off this illness and take your mind off your health and, nurture the other sides of your personality that you might have been forgotten while you wade through this. It's so good to get back to what makes you tick. What do you like? There'll be a class for something, you know?
Chrissy, I'm going to shorten it up. We got a bunch of hands. Come on in, Donald.
Yeah, I'm more of a physical person, and I do bicycling. I did bicycling this morning from 10 in the morning until 12, and it works out good for me. I come back and I have my lunch, and then I go on the call. Super.
Okay. Now, anybody else have a hobby? I mean, I know people have. Here she is. She woke up. Well, she didn't wake up. She was in the kitchen eating because she talked. Hey, go ahead. Do your hand. Put it up. Go ahead, Robin. Look, Robin, you put your hand up now. Oh, talk.
I was muted. I'm sorry. I was muted.
Oh, I know. I don't understand it. You mute yourself, and then it you can't figure out how to unmute yourselves. I find that amusing.
Hobbies, I think, are very, very important. One of mine is I listen to music every day, a couple of songs, six. It's hard to stop. And old ones come up on Facebook, you know, I'm going through YouTube or whatever, and religious ones, and I'll remember some from the old days, and I'll look them up, and it just brightens my day every time I listen. I just get so filled. So music for me is great. It's why I connected with Adam about that. And then writing. I've been writing. I told Mel, after I had been doing this with Mel for about 6 months, my family encouraged me to write a book because I had always wanted to, and I actually had started one years before, but I always wanted to write children's books. So my daughter-in-law said, you have all this time, you should do that. So a day or two later, I woke up at like 4 a.m. I couldn't sleep, and I said, well, let me try to write. And I had tried this so many times through the years and never done anything, but I prayed about it, and then I started just writing down some notes, and I began to write, and I wrote for 3 hours straight. It poured out of me like a river, and I wrote my first book, and it is now in the process of being published. And I finished the manuscript and turned that in. And now today, the artist who's doing my illustrations just sent me all of the sketches. They're finished. And I'm hoping everything will be in by the summer and I'll have a fall or Christmas book out. And I've got 3 other books I'm working on. And, of course, y'all know I write poems all the time. And Tia says I should do a poem book. But all of this came out of me being sick. I mean, I would never have sat down and done this, I think, without me having had this. And, of course, I've told y'all many times that through this battle with this disease, I have grown so much closer to God. And he is just showing me amazing things. He's given me wisdom. There's so much more love and joy with my family. So I can't express enough. Music, writing, whatever makes you happy, talking to friends and relatives, connecting on Facebook, or talking to Tia and some of you, it all helps. And it all helps me, you know. So I just encourage you, I know we're isolated, but get involved. Get involved. It will add to your life. It will.
Thank you, Robin. Anybody else want to add to the hobbies? I know a bunch of you have hobbies. All right, well, where's Terry? Let me find Terry. Oh, there she is. All right, Terry, isn't one of your hobbies watching train videos with your grandson?
Yes, I have a grandson, and he's 7 and a half, and he's my entire life now that I've lost my husband. And he definitely loves trains, and his grandpa and him set up a train room, and we have a lot of trains and the tracks and all that, and he loves that. So we do that every time he comes over for at least an hour while he's here. We put the trains on, take them off, put the different trains on, put the smoke in, and we just have a really good time. So definitely trains are great if you're a train enthusiastic.
Right. Now, you know, you're not a born train enthusiastic, but the joy that it gives him gives you joy, and certainly in that time frame takes you completely away from this.
Most definitely. Yes.
I mean, he's my little buddy. I send him 3 to 5 train videos a week.
Yes, and he loves every one of them, especially the ones that crash.
Oh, yes, that I know.
Yes.
All right, let's see here. Ava, yes? You have a hobby?
Yes.
Great. What is it?
Yes, I wanted to say, you know, Adam, this past year and a half, I would say hobby, but made it a regular thing, was to read and complete reading the Bible. Let me just tell you that I have read the million books under the sun, and none were ever and will be ever as important, you know, as this. So it's our manuscript of life in the universe. And if we really want to know, we can look at this. We can look at this disease under the microscope, which is disturbing, right? We can look at it on the governmental picture or on our you know, our whole societal picture and see that we're moving to a new order, and this is just all part of that plan. But if you really, really, really want to look at what's to come, where we are, what's going on, read that Bible and stay in the Word, because there's going to be a time when we may not be readily accessible. So I tell you, you know, I spent too much time in education and never got the education. So after you read that Bible, you're going to know what your hobbies are. You'll know a lot more what you want to be doing, preparing this or that for your future, helping your fellow human. Just all these other things will arise, but that's where we get our hobby and our life's purpose. And I'm telling you, it's the biggest underlooked resource that has ever existed. We're so blessed to have it, and most of us walk by it every day. I certainly did.
Thank you very much, Ava. You know, I'm not professed to be the greatest Christian ever, but I got two books that I read every morning religiously before I even start, or maybe after I peek at the hockey, okay, but before I start the website and my work. And, you know, I probably have at least 9 or 10 other Bibles around the house spread around so the devil can't get in here. But, you know, it's like the greatest story ever told was probably the greatest book ever written, so I don't disagree with that. Anybody else on hobbies? All right. Is there anybody else, whether you're new or you've been here a while, who has a question? I'd like you to hit *5 now. Anybody, no matter how long you've been here, if you have a question, hit *5 now. Let's see if we can answer it. Well, okay. That's not the norm. All right, well, oh, good. Very, very good. Okay, this is what we want. Okay, let's see now. Who is that? That is, boom, 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 boom. Is that Desiree?
Hi, it's Desiree.
Good guess, Mel. Go ahead.
Okay, so I got a question. What is it like whenever you have your, like, big hurt?
Well, that's a really good question, okay? Because, you see, not as many people have a big hurt as they did in the old days because of the way we broke down, okay?
Yeah.
We've broken down the treatment. But there are definitely multitude of signs of a herx, okay? Nausea, diarrhea, tremendous amount of fatigue.
Yeah.
I would say a massive exit of things from your body.
Those okay, well, I've been saying I've been doing that lately, so...
I know what where you're at. But you're really doing better than you think you are, because despite the fact that you work, you've come so far in 10 months or 8 months, 9 months, how long now?
Yeah, I think it's been since September.
Yeah, about 10 months or 9 months, whatever.
Eight months.
Hey, Billy,
yeah.
You've made more progress in that time than most people have. So to me, you must be listening a little.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've been trying.
And you get coaching.
Yeah.
And we talk all the time. When you don't call me, I go hunt you down.
And I appreciate that because, you know, things get – I've just been working so much. And I can't believe I've been able to work and still do all this.
Well, that's because you've got it under control and it's incredible in the time frame. But there are people like that. We've had a couple of people get well here in 9 months, honey.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You ain't kidding. Normally it takes 3 years. So amazing. But it's happened twice, and I've seen it both times. So I'm not like, you know, I would have to say that aside from working all the time, you're probably doing everything else right the way it's laid out.
I really am trying because this has been a nightmare, and I know everybody here knows, you know.
Okay, well, hey. You know, like I said, you are an exceptional exception. And just keep on doing, really, because, wow, I'm impressed.
Thank you, Mel. Oh, my gosh, my son is here. He's, like, grabbing me.
All right. Yolanta, you have a question, dear?
Hello?
Hello.
I have a question.
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay. I have the Mojongs right now are attacking my hair. So my hair is falling out. No matter what I do, any suggestions?
Well, first of all, I put hair in the search engine. Just hair. H-A-I-R. And before that, I'd start sticking my head under ice-cold water in the sink a minimum of 2 times a day.
Okay, so I did it one time yesterday.
Okay, well, you do it twice a day, every day, for a while.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
I would love to say something. This is Terry. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm sorry. It's Donald's fault. And I say this at least once every 2 weeks during a call. Because he makes me drink 100 ounces of water a day. There are times when I just have to run to the little boy's room. So, I reiterate, you must do it twice a day and you must give it time. And again, that tells me that Lyme is part of what's going on, but I've probably told you that before. I see your hand, Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. I want to say something about the hair. Please go under my Terry's tribute and read what I do for my hair. It works. But you got it. It takes me an hour a night, and I've done it now for at least 3 years. I've done this procedure. But there's not one thing in my hair. There's not one thing in my head. Because of it. And I know now that I really don't need to be doing it, but what, dear?
Do you have hair?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, because you said there wasn't anything in my hair. We wanted to make sure you have hair.
No, there's nothing in my hair now.
Right.
There was, but there's not now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because of what I've been doing. And I keep doing it.
Can she find it, Tara? How can she find this? Yolanta needs help. How can she find it? Where does she go?
You need to go in and to the site and under the now tell her where to find it, please. Under Terry's tribute.
Okay.
Under search engine. Go under the search engine and put in Terry's tribute. It should pop right up.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go to the website right now and find out where it is. Because it's on page 1 in the form, so let me figure it out for her. The easier we make it, the more she's going to be able to utilize it.
Okay.
Okay, so...
It takes a while to do it every night, but it's worth it.
Hey, all the treatments take time. You tell me you did it once, good, now you started, okay? Anything you do is going to take a couple of months. Your hair didn't get like this all of a sudden. It
no.
got over time, and it's going to take some time to get. All right, Terry's tribute is on page one. It's dated 5/22 today, and oh, it's about halfway down the post. So it's there, right there for you to read that whole thread. Now, let me get back in this other cursor. Okay, I know Robin, you had your hand up, so let me go ahead and let you say something.
I wanted to tell her what I do in the shower for my hair.
All right, just and remember, this is PG. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a shower chair, just a square one that I bought, and I have one of those handheld shower things you can take down from the top, and that helps a lot because I will wash my hair with sulfur soap. And while I'll do that first, and I'll put a bunch on my hands, and I'll put it around my forehead, around my ears, my neck, because when you start, you know, shampooing, they like to crawl or they like to run, whatever. So I will lather up my hair with sulfur soap, and I leave it on for 3 minutes. And while it's on, then I'm putting a wash rag and sulfur soap and lathering it, and I'm doing my body. Then when I finish scrubbing my body with the sulfur soap, I bend over and rinse out my hair. I don't let it run down my body, but I bend over and rinse my hair real good, squeeze out the water, and then I use a buy it at Walmart mint and tea tree shampoo. Mint and tea tree shampoo. And then I wash my hair with that. I lather it up once again. I put some of it around my forehead and my neck and stuff first, and then I put it in my hair and lather it up, let it sit another 3 minutes, and all the time I'm letting the soap on my body just stay on my body. And then after I rinse, after 3 minutes, I'll rinse my head real good, squeeze out the water, and then I rinse my body. But I do those two shampoos in my hair, and it really gets them out and really helps. And then, of course, when I'm through showering, I spray down my whole body. I'm sitting on my shower chair, but I spray down my whole body and my hair with Clean Green. But it's
right.
Really helped a lot with the hair.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? All right. Now, are there any other questions? If you got a question, this is a great time to ask it.
Jeez, I lose to Clean Green.
Were you asking a question, Yolanta?
I was. I wanted to know. She said she sprays her body with Clean Green and her hair. Do you dilute it or do you use it straight?
No, no, you can never use it straight. You always dilute it. 7 to 1. 1 part Clean Green, 7 parts water.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no, no, no. You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. This is great. I'm so glad you're here today. All right, we have any other questions? Any other questions? Come on now. Don't be shy. It's star 5. I'm slowly unmuting everybody because we're going to allow Robin to tell a joke. Now, the new people will not understand if anybody laughs, and we don't have Laughing Bird here. She's the best laugher we got. But if you don't understand why they're laughing, it's because they've come to the understanding that they're going to get better eventually, and so they relax. So do you have a good joke, Robin?
Good? I don't know, but I've got a few jokes.
Well, you always have a few. It's the bad ones we can pass.
Okay. Where do you find a cow with no legs?
I don't know. Where do you find a cow with no legs? I mean, really, where?
With no legs. What did you just say?
I have no idea.
A cow with no legs. Right where you left him.
Well,
no legs.
You told the joke. Next joke. You see, girls and boys, we don't pay you. That's the good news. Go ahead.
I stand corrected, said the man in the orthopedic shoes.
Oh, boy. It's one of those days. Got anything better than that?
I don't know. I'm just going. I didn't know my dad was a construction site thief. But when I got home, all the signs were there.
All right. Oh. Sorry, I asked you if you had any jokes. Does anybody have a good joke? If you have a good joke, if you don't, we'll tell you about this week's show tomorrow and the following. All right, more jokes today. All right, well, come to prayer and fellowship. She'll go ahead and find a stand-up comedian, Robin. Pay him a few hundred. Get us some good jokes tomorrow. All right.
One more. Let me do one more.
All right, one more. Oh, please, everyone. Hold on to the chair. Go ahead.
Where does a sheep get his hair cut?
We all know the answer to that. Donald, tell us. Wait. Donald, you tell her the answer.
At the Baba.
At the Baba shop, that's right.
He's from New England. He knows all about that stuff. All right. Oh, my God, I'm sorry I let her loose. Poor Nelson and Sandy, I had to endure this. All right. We're here tomorrow with the best day of the week, guys. Prayer and fellowship. If you think this was long, prayer and fellowship lasts a lot longer. Everybody who comes can ask a question of everyone who's there. And if you're new and you're shy, you don't have to pray. You'll listen. And eventually you'll get into it. But everyone is welcome, whether you pray or not. Fellowship is a great place to get to know the other community members. Next Saturday we have Tia, and she is going to be doing a call on, hang on a second, I think it's receptor points. Hang on a second. Yeah. Where is it? No, not this one. I got it. Try having four browsers, guys, and having them all open and trying to jump around. Okay. Did we talk about it yet? No, I don't think so. All right. So where are we going to find that? We're going to find that in these other posts about last week's call. Oh, yeah. Back into the forum. Give me people. Thank God they don't pay me, huh? All right, let's see. Essential lawyers. Okay, here we go. All of these have it. Yeah, she's going to do the Vita Flex Points. Vita Flex Points next week, and utilizing the oils on these Vita Flex Points. So be sure and be with us then on the 5th. We have Robert Scott Bell. You all know him. You all kind of love this guy. One of the more brilliant people on the earth. But he talks to all of us all the time in a way that we comprehend just about everything he's trying to teach us. As you know, he has his own daily syndicated health program, the Robert Scott Bell Show. And every time he comes, we get to learn a little bit more. He'll probably give us some updates on vaccines, coronavirus, and CBD oil. And then the following week is the entire group. Get this one. John, Jill, head of customer service, John, the founder of Logos, and my buddy Glenn, head of shipping, are all going to be here. Logos Nutritionals is going to be represented by all the people who are part of the head of the group. And then after that, we're going to have Kathy back from Natural Genesis. And somewhere in the middle, we'll stick in another BYOQ. So I want to thank you all for being here today.
You're going to Disneyland, huh?
Who's going to Disneyland? Anybody going to Disneyland, please take me with you. Thank you. All right. Let's see what this last email, it may be instructions. Okay, let's see. Freddie Bean coming in. I am in the room, tabletop. I can't hear and able to join in. Hi, Mel. I'm in tabletop. Will hear but not able to join in. So she's here, okay, and her hobby is a genealogist. Somebody can tell me what that is, please? Family history, I guess. Oh, well, You know, she probably wanted to know how come she was a bank robber when she was younger. All right. Everybody, you have a great day. I want to thank everybody who came, everybody who participated. Thank you all for your questions. Thank you all for your answers. God bless each and every one of you. Have a safe day. And let's all say goodbye together. One, two, three. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, Mel.
Okay, if you're supposed to stay, Adam and Robin, so we could get some information back. All right, do we have... Okay. Oh, no. Let's see now. Okay. Okay. Robin and Chrissy, let's go. Exchange information. You're only two here.
Hi. Hi, Robin. I meant to get back to you, but I think the it wasn't good the couple of days this week that you said that you were best for you, so I was going to leave it till next week. I was going to talk to you about it tomorrow.
That's fine.
On the prayer. But I'll look at the days that you said again, and can you tell me what's the time difference? What part of America are you?
I'm in Texas, Houston, and
okay.
It's 1:43 right now.
1:43, so it's 7:43 here. So we are 6 hours.
Is
yeah,
that a.m. or
hours
p.m.?
Oh, right. Sorry. It's p.m.
Okay, 7:43.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, let's see.
Maybe
so that's a six hour difference.
Yeah.
6 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, whoa. You girls have each other's phone numbers.
No.
Okay.
Well, no, it'll be me. It'll be me that'll be phoning Robin. Robin, don't try and phone me because it'll cost you an absolute fortune to phone me. Oh, my mobile number. I'll phone you.
Right, let me give you her number. Come on, guys. I got to get going.
Okay.
It's area code 346, Chrissy.
Yes.
917-4155.
4155.
Right. You guys see how many new people were there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's tremendous. Just in the last week, all these names that you read out. I thought that was a really good thing to read out the names on the recorded call, just so that if they're listening and they can hear themselves, I think